All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the 1 to 2 o'clock fill-in by Tony. And I call it the Hunt Nation Show. And once again, we have another episode coming up really quickly. Before that, hopefully I can get the music playing. And hopefully that will work. In fact, I'm going to play you a song by the Groenland from their new album, The Chase. And yeah, so hopefully you guys will enjoy this. Just give me one moment to load it up for you guys, and let me see. All right. Let's see if you guys will enjoy this. And that is the song from Groenland, from their new album, The Chase. The name of the song is called The Last Shot. That's a very beautiful vocal right there. You can sort of tell it's kind of similar to what Adele's style is, and I really appreciate those kind of music, you know, sort of on the line of pop and blue and jazz. Very, very addictive music indeed. So, good afternoon, guys and gals. Welcome to another episode of the Hun Nation Show. I'm your host, Tony, broadcasting to you on the upper floor of the Student Union Building at UBC on this lovely Tuesday afternoon, August the 13th. Now, the time is 1:10, and if you know about my show, you know I've probably been gone for quite a while, but I'm back right now. I had lots of hesitation about coming back to the show and do more episodes for you guys, just because there are a couple of concerns for me. Number one, I'm probably not the best writer for you know, this kind of thing, and every episode, I think if I were to deliver a better quality every time, I need to become a better writer, and that really takes time. Even though I have the passion to do it, I feel that sometimes I lack the skills to articulate a topic really well to my audience, which is you guys. But you know, you guys are bearing me, which is great. And the second point, I have the passion, but I think is, you know, only that is not enough, and I wish I can invest, you know, more effort into learning the art of broadcasting. But then my 7K tuition fee and my family pushes me, you know, to another road, you know, academically and also career wise. And three, I'm really busy with work, you know, in the summer and also in the school year in September. And I do not plan well sometimes to produce a better, a really high quality show for you guys. And you know, for those three reasons, I sometimes feel guilty coming back and taking over a spot for an hour to do my show while the quality isn't that good, even if it's a filling position. So this is why I decided to make a decision, an answer to my ultimate question, whether if I should stay or not. And I decided to continue because I feel that I can overcome those, you know, difficulties or whatnot, you know, with time and with my effort, with my dedication, hopefully more planning. That's why today I roll my show beforehand and plan all the music and all the speech up. I didn't do improvisation. I hope I can do improv. But, you know, after watching Whose Line Is It Anyway for a couple episodes, I wouldn't say that to myself. So, you know, there's no fancy promises, but one thing I will promise you, that I will never, if I will ever be aired on the show, no matter how many people are listening, I will try my best to produce content you guys enjoy with the best quality possible, and I will only keep this one promise, and only this promise to you guys. So anyway, you guys heard the first piece of music from Groland. Here I want to play something from their new album as well, from the new album The Chase. It's called The Things I've Done, the same album produced by Groland, and here we go. Please enjoy. Thank you. so the music you just heard is called The Things I've Done. It's produced by Groenland. The album name is called The Chase. Brilliant piece of music for sure. It's actually the Groenland. They're a Montreal-based indie pop group. And they just released this album, a debut album, on April the 16th. So it's fairly new music. I can't remember exactly the name, and since they're French, I will not try to pronounce their names. But it's a girl and a guy, so that will always work out really fine. So next, we're going to actually go into today's topic, the laptops. Oh boy, this one is one I wanted to save for when my show, you know, actually becomes a regular show on CITR. But today, I really don't have the time. And also, I felt like this is a great opportunity for me to show the true quality of my show, as I have a lot of knowledge about this kind of things. And in the future, my show is going to be very focused on technologies, gadgets, and whatnot. So if you ask anyone, most of them would say that, you know, phones still fail to replace computer. There are quite a few reasons, but the truth is that people still love laptops and the portable device that computes stuff for you. And there are quite a few things we can talk about a laptop, but today I want to create a purchase guide for you guys for your customized usage, especially for school in this case. So first, some basic knowledge about a laptop. You know, personally, there are several aspects that I will be looking at when I talk about personal laptops: their performance, portability, durability, and comfortableness. And performance mainly involves the hardware, but sometimes software as well. Portability is all about weight and also the way a laptop is assembled, how it's made. For example, convertible laptops, which I will cover in future episodes, which is a really interesting topic indeed. Durability is a quality of build. It's about a brand sometimes, but also the material used to produce the laptop, as well as the technology input into the machine itself. And last but definitely not the least, comfortableness, which is whether the computer looks stylish, it feels comfortable to you when you're carrying it or typing on it, or, you know, just a general feeling about a computer. So, you know, now let's go into more, you know, the most important part of laptop, the essential part, the performance. But first, I will introduce to you what the performance is measured. Basically, I would say about 80% of computers' performance is measured by the hardware, which is essentially the CPU, the memory, the RAM, a storage, hard drive, and video, sound cards, and other components. For CPUs, you know, the central processing unit, there are mainly two brands out there. I won't mention the name, but basically those two are the ones who make personal and commercial products, laptops, computers, and etc. They're really the only ones out there supplying personal computers, so, you know, you probably know who they are. There are pros and cons to picking any of these two brands, but no matter which brand you pick, you should always go with the one that works for you the best, that fits you the best. So if you go up to a salesperson, he or she may actually suggest, you know, the name Haswell processor. It's a model for one of the processing brand. Trust me, it's not particularly better than its earlier generations, but this new generation of chips do offer better graphics and power saving ability. However, it comes with a higher price. So when it comes to this kind of situation, you have to think about whether if it's worth it to pay the extra buck to get a performance increasement. So for memory, there are many options. Normally, you don't have a say about which brand or type of RAM you're going to get because laptop is really not that customizable, same as a PC. The more important number here is a size. And I know size doesn't matter, but ranging, you know, dominantly from 2 gigabytes to 8 gigabytes, those are the actually memory for RAMs. And those are the numbers you should be looking at most of the time. I would say 9 out of 10, unless you're being really technical. In that case, I couldn't really help you that much more. Storage is space your information is you store for a long time, you know, normally longer than one session. That's the difference between RAMs and storage. And it determines how fast you can access information as well. For example, better quality of hard drive will allow it to access information faster than other. So, you know, when it comes to a certain situation, you would want a faster drive rather than a default one that come with a laptop. A video and sound cards are dedicated for people who really require a high level display or sound quality. So I won't talk too much about it there. I'll just touch a tiny bit near the middle of the article, or rather the show. There are also many other options you can choose from here in terms of, you know, extra components. For example, a DVD drive, or, you know, whether if it has a touchscreen capability and etc. But those are, you know, the things that we consider later. So now we're going to go into a really short commercial break, coming back with a piece of music from the Groenland, from their album Chase as well. This piece of music is called Immune. And hopefully you guys will enjoy the music and also the show. All right, I'll see you guys just in a bit.
$1 billion on the ground, all stretched out and uncurled, would extend about four times around the circumference of the world.
Become a friend of CITR and get great discounts in the commercial drive area at
Bone Rattle Music Limited, High Life Records, and People's Co-op Bookstore.
It pays to be a friend of CITR. To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or online at citr.ca.
Hey there. My name is Callum Ming, the Executive Director of BC Athlete Voice. We are an athlete-focused organization helping British Columbia's athletes become their best. How do we do that? Well, if you're a BC athlete, we can help you with pretty much everything related to leadership, advocacy, and education. For example, we can help you find funding, start a new athlete group, or develop better public speaking skills. It's all at bcathletevoice.ca. And don't forget to look for us on Twitter and Facebook by searching BC Athlete Voice. Check it out.
Since we talked, that doesn't erase feelings.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting to you in the Student Union Building at UBC. And the music you just heard is called Immune from Groenland's new album, The Chase. In fact, I did some research and I find out that the names of the artists in this band, the vocalist, the lead vocalist, the female keyboardist and percussions, and also she plays ukulele. Her name is Sabrina Huld, and the person on keyboards and program and mixing the music is called Jean Vevey Levisque. I'm sorry about the pronunciation. So actually the band was formed quite late. I believe it's in 2012, early 2011, they thought about, or late 2011, they thought about, you know, putting together a band. And they did. After about a year or so, they had their first album, The Chase, came out on April 16th, 2013. And the first time I heard this music, you know, I fell in love with the vocalist's voice, you know, as soon as I heard it. It's just amazing. It's really, I don't know how to describe it, but you know, it's just same kind of connotation that Adele's voice gives, and so many, you know, female artists with that big voice, you know, that really powerful, and it's just a lot of energy from that. And if you want to support this artist, you know, feel free to go to groenlandband.com, groenlandband.com, or go to bandcamp.com/groenland. They have great music coming up, probably. I hope so. I'll, you know, watch this band very closely. And yeah, that's basically the music we just heard. Now going back to the show, since it's almost September, and if you're thinking about, you know, getting a school computer capable of web browsing, running programs like Word, Excel, etc., this may be a very useful episode to you. So listen closely. First, you're probably looking at a relatively low point of price, approximately around $600 to $1,200, depending on the configurations of the laptop. For CPU and entry-level quad-core processor should be enough for you. Personally, I will go with i5 or A8. They will be able to provide you with enough power to process some documents, pictures, etc. that you need during the school year. For RAMs, you should get at least 4 gigabytes, you know, based on my personal experience. And 8 gigabytes is a very popular choice among a lot of people's laptop as well. The speed of RAM is sometimes important, but I wouldn't get really technical just because you really don't need to know that. And normally you don't need to, you know, consider that point when you build a PC. Storage-wise, I will pick a size between 500 gigabyte to 2 terabyte, and make sure, I'm telling you this, make sure the hard drive has a 7200 RPM, that means rounds per minute. In that way, like, your hard drive would be fast enough. If you get a, you know, 5000 or 65,100, it wouldn't be that quick. Oh, sorry, yeah, 72,000. So you know, it's really important to make sure the speed is right and the size is right, because you can always, you know, get rid of old files, you know, and put it on an external drive. But at the same time, it's really important to access the data on your computer when you need it to, especially when it's a media file or, you know, PowerPoint. You have a presentation coming up, or you have an Excel sheet. You have to hand it in, and you find out you can't really access it at a moment. That would be really bad. I wouldn't recommend SSD solid-state drive personally, just because it costs a lot more, even though it gives way better security and also speed. You know, if you want to add one, sure, go ahead with the lowest, you know, volume or size, and use it as your computer's boot drive, which means where you put your system OS on. Other than that, I wouldn't recommend it as a storage if you just use it for a school computer. It's quite expensive with SSD these days. And most of the times you see laptops with, you know, SSD on it, it will actually be a fake one, because it will have, like, you know, like 12 gig of SSD just for, like, a backup drive, which is not worth it at all. And for graphics card and sound card, unless you are a gamer and you want to play some games, very high-end games, I wouldn't recommend you go with a dedicated, you know, anything that comes with a CPU is good enough. Anything, you know, with a GPU should be good enough. And also, you know, even if you get one of the brand, which I cannot say on the radio, but if you get the brand that's not so popular, then it actually offers a bit more graphics. I bought my own laptops with that particular processor in it, and it's cost like, you know, $500 by $550 after tech 600. It works really well with a lot of game as well. And also, if you want to throw in a DVD drive, you know, you'd be getting a lot of discs and playing them or burning them. Definitely get one of those as well. And also, if you want to play Blu-ray discs, make sure you get one with a Blu-ray capability. Anyway, we're going to go back to some more music. This piece of music is actually written by Ben Chen. If you know him, the founder for BVP, it's a really great, amazing artist for sure. And he started to write more music this summer, and we're really happy to play something for you. And here's a music called Omnivorous, or you can say Omnivorous, as I like to say it. This is a music from Ben Chen, and hopefully you guys will enjoy that.
AMS Food Bank. Your access to money during the studies at UBC will most likely be limited, but it is a priority of the AMS Food Bank to ensure your access to food is not. The AMS Food Bank provides emergency food relief 7 days a week for all UBC students. To volunteer with the food bank or for inquiries about how to take advantage of the services provided, contact them at foodbank@ams.ubc.ca. For more information, find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
Either you've been troubled, you've been broke, you've been hungry, no job, no money. The one you love has deserted you. That makes you blue.
Got the blues? Just want to hear some blues? Tune in every Saturday afternoon from 3 to 5 for Code Blue. Right here on CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, www.citr.ca. Code Blue.
Here's how he feels about it. Blues ain't nothing but a man. Good man feeling bad, no how. That's all that is.
Yeah, that's our show promotion for the show called Blue. It's an amazing show. Apparently, I like blue. You know, I'm pretty blue sometimes. But, you know, aren't we all like that sometimes? We got to cheer up. Like I said, when I become sad, I stop being sad and become awesome. Now I just tell that, in fact. So we're going to go back to our show. Now with the performance part finished, I just want to say that this is a basic build I create for a school computer. If you want to, you know, play more games, more intense games, you know, give it more graphics card ability, a dedicated 1 GB plus GRAM should do it. If you want to edit videos, photos, pick a better CPU. You know, go with, you know, the newest generation of i7 or, you know, very high-end computer from the other chip company. Or, you know, from many of my friends' opinions, it seems like the popular brand is better. Statistically speaking, more people are using that, so it's more safe, safer to go with that option, I guess. But like I said, they're all opinions. They're like cars, right? So it really depends on which car you drive the most comfortably and whichever one does the job. So that will be the one that will fit you the best. So make sure you try it out and ask a lot of people, not only me. Ask internet, go Reddit, go YouTube, just search those terms and find it out about it. And last but not least, if you really want SSD, you know, go with it. If you really need to access information with a very high speed and also security, go with it. Or if you have really important files as well, go with SSD. When you drop your laptop, it's less likely to break compared to a traditional hard drive. So now let's talk about portability. Of course, as students, we travel classroom to classrooms, you know, we carry our backpack. Therefore, we need computers that are light. So you probably are familiar with about the word ultrabooks. Yeah, actually, it's a brand, I will say. It's a term created by people who make computers and want to give more value to a laptop than it already has. So it's just a fancy word for lighter and yet still powerful laptops. However, sometimes you will find performance and portability conflict each other, and price will always be higher for ultrabooks, trust me, with the same performance. So for me, I would rather go with something that's light and powerful and pay a little bit higher price from a long-term computer than something that's meh for the weight, performance, and price, and all of that. And of course, when we talk about weight, the main thing that you know contributes to lots of weight is the screen. So the bigger the screen, the heavier it is. The battery, of course, but you don't want to sacrifice this as we travel most of the times without a charger. And let me tell you, there's so many people looking for chargers on campus. It's crazy. Like, they should have a shop or something like that, just rent it out, and you can make a fortune off of that. So yeah, just gave you a free business idea. More reasons to listen to my show. And most importantly, this is talking about the build mechanism when we're talking about, you know, the durability and also quality. So for build mechanism, you would want a laptop with a very steady hinges. Then that is the part where it connects your laptop and the screen. Don't buy those crap looks like it's going to break easily. It will break.
Murphy's Law, come on. As well, you want screens that if you see screens that actually flap as you swing back and forth, is probably not good either, so don't go with that. For the material, you want a metallic body, preferable aluminum, just personal choices, but also it's so much rigorous and plastic, and also it is able to ventilate very well. And as well, it's, you know, just it looks really sharp and it feels really nice as well, but you know, that's more of the comfortableness part. And when it comes to screen material, you'll have the ability to pick from either glossy finish, which has a lot of reflections but slightly brighter, though depending on the laptop's screen, or a matte finish, which is going to minimize reflections and make the screen looks a bit more crispier. Of course, the matte usually have a higher price, so you should consider that when you purchase those two different types of screen computers. I would go with matte finish personally, just because I hate reflections so much under the sunlight, and it's just so much better to work, you know, in a day such as today in a park and not at home, because it's just really, you can enjoy the birds chirping and, you know, people just chatting on the street in the park. You know, it's just so much better outside. It's just, I'm a big natural fan, nature fan, but I'm not really an outdoorsy guy either. So it's kind of conflicting there. But my point is, definitely get a matte version if you have the money. And whenever we talk about quality, I can almost always hear people comparing the brand with Apple on it and the brand without Apple on it. And I am really reluctant to separate these two, just because the two are really hard to compare in terms of the build and the OS, because they use almost completely different systems and their hardware configuration, even though very similar. The brand with Apple on it does use more, you know, higher end hardware, so it's hard to compare that to a lower model, lower configuration laptop, because you really can't, you know, compare with the price. And also, though there are a lot of problems with both products, you know, the classic broken cores or even the mysterious malfunction sometimes, it's really cost, most of them are really cost by pre-sales factors mostly. There are not a lot of times when, you know, the machine is broken right when it comes out of manufacture. Mostly people do damages to the machines themselves, you know, after they bought them, just, you know, put it in their, like put it on the bed and without like making the ventilation a priority when they use a laptop. So that's why a lot of laptops become, you know, broken bricks and they can't really use it anymore. And that's a big reason why it's really hard to compare these hardware, because both of the computers have problems in that terms. So now we're going to go to some music. This piece of music is called The Dark, from Sword and the Sorcery LP, The Ballad of the Space Babies, by Jim Guthrie. It's a musician and a composer living in Toronto. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this piece of music, and we'll come back with more music. And we're going to be finishing the show in about 10 minutes. So here we go. Enjoy the music. Thank you. So the music you just heard is called Dark Flute from Jim Guthrie's new album Sword and Sorceries LP. Sorcery, like as in S-W-O-R-C-R-Y, as in Sword and Sorcery. Very interesting album name. The Ballad of the Space Babies. For sure, for sure. That's really cool. Like the name a lot. So, yeah, going back to the show, we're just trying to cover the last part of it, basically the comfortableness. And I think, personally, for a lot of people, that's probably the most important part. And, you know, performers, they would sacrifice a bit. They don't feel like to, you know, purchasing a laptop that doesn't really feel comfortable to them. So when I bought my first regular laptop last October, and when I mean regular, it's like normal size, not like a small one. It's not like a mini little computer. It's not like those tablets. It's not like those convertibles. It's like a regular laptop. That's 15.6 inch, the one I'm using right now. I don't really have this in mind because I was going for the cheapest one. And it has a pretty good, fairly decent quality and also performance as well. Therefore, the machine I got is heavy, hard to carry, and least favorable on many is purple. It's purple. You know, if you're picky about the color, the shape, the weight, the keyboard, the mouse pad, or even the little nuance no one would ever pick out, but you will, you should probably give comfortableness more weight in choosing a new laptop. If you know you are going to use quite a bit, you know, programs that's a little bit heavier, that use numbers, crunchy numbers like Excel, get a laptop with a number pad. You know, try typing on the laptop and see if you can do maximum speed when you're typing. See if the keyboard is comfortable to you. If you hit half size shift keys and enter keys, don't buy them with, you know, half shift keys and enter keys. Buy the one with the proper keys. You know, don't buy a Canadian keyboard, buy a US keyboard. Unless you can live under the consequences you created for yourself. I can go on and on like this, you know, just like the girl who's trying to come up with reasons to reject me in a bar or any social situations. But, you know, that's the truth. You should buy a keyboard where you feel is comfortable. And also, you want to buy the one that's really light as well. At the same time, you don't want to sacrifice battery time and life, because that's the most important part, and battery is the hardest single part to replace. It's not worth it if you want to buy a new laptop battery. Definitely not. I've been working with the big box retailers. I've seen how expensive it can get and how easily it can be broken. And, you know, that's a big problem for a lot of you guys. So make sure you get a laptop battery that lasts longer and also have a lifetime that's really, really competitive compared to other laptops. So this is about it. Unfortunately, I cannot build a computer for you personally, but if you're interested, watch some YouTube videos, you know, go search some blogs and ask your friends. I'm sure there is more than one videos that would give you a better understanding of everything you need to know about a laptop or a computer. I know this has been quite a long episode for most of you. I've been talking for a long time and maybe a bit boring to some of you, but you probably will have less trouble next time when you purchase a laptop. And when next time a salesperson trying to push you to buy a certain product, you know what to say in defense, and they won't, you know, give you some BS that it probably won't be useful for you. Anyway, I will leave you with this piece of music. I want to play this music. It's called Chant from the album Late in the Fever by Red Nightfall, a very cool band. I think it's a boy band or a guy band. And they are a Canadian band as well. I forgot which province they're from. And they recorded this album just a couple of days ago, August 11th, 2 days ago. So hopefully you guys will enjoy this. And this is Tony, broadcasting at CITR 101.9 FM. Hopefully you enjoy more of my shows, want to become a regular thing at CITR. And hopefully you enjoy the next show, Give Them a Boot. I'm pretty sure it's Italian. Featuring a lot of Italian music, so that's pretty cool. Can't believe it's already 2 o'clock. But that's me. Have a wonderful afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I leave you with Chant.
give it all he could. Why can't I remember how to mend a break? Paralysis, let us not agree to it. He's gone, he's gone for good.
Failed.